All right, so we're here with the mayor of Clarendon, Ed Walsh, to talk about the municipality's 2022 budget. Ed, can you talk a little bit about, since this is an election year, the time frame or the process of going over the budget here?
Okay, yeah, well, like I said, being the election year, whatever, we usually had to have this done by end of November, whatever there, with the election being the way it was, we got extended to January. So anyway, so we had all our committees go over their budgets. Like, we have one for the library, the fire department and all that stuff, and our roads and all that. So they did all theirs, and then we sat down and went over each individual budget, and then we combined it to make our general budget for the whole municipality, as you see in our docs or whatever there. So everything went well or whatever there, so we didn't have to have any major increases or anything like that. So that was a bonus.
So no big changes there, nothing, the mill rates staying the same, all that
Yeah,
stuff?
Our mill rate is set at, as it has been in for the past few years or whatever, it's still at 0.60 for thing. The assessments and that, they're, like they come from the MRC or whatever, so, but our mill rate is, fixed against that or whatever, so we didn't have any increase in our mill rate and the evaluations or whatever, they should be the same as last year from the MRC. It's a 3-year triannual thing or whatever, so I think they're in the second year of those assessments. So,
and do you anticipate them going up when they are assessed next year? Or?
Who knows? Like, I mean, if people have done renovations or and mm-hmm. stuff like that, I'm not sure how their calculations are done or whatever there. So it's done by their assessors and stuff like that. But in the past or whatever, as people have noticed, some of their assessments went down, but I mean the farm properties and any property located on water had an increase in the previous year or whatever there. So
okay, so I guess it does depend, I guess. And I saw your being a rural municipality, your biggest expenditures by far are on roads. So how much of that is provincial funding, and how much is that actually coming out of the municipality's pockets there?
Okay, so if you went over, you have a copy of the budget in front of you or whatever. So I think it's online. Let's see here. Down further in the thing, I think we get a tech grant, it's called, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes in, it came in at line 426, which is it's a portion of our, towards that is $300,418.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes in, that helps towards our, it helps us maintain our tax levels and stuff like that, because we use that for our, towards road maintenance and stuff like that. So it alleviates a little bit of a burden or whatever for some of the tax stuff or whatever, so.
And is that a consistent amount that you guys get each year? Do you have to keep reapplying, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's something that has to be redone every year or whatever, like when whenever the budget's done, and then like the auditors and all that go over to it, and then that's sent to the provincial level or whatever, and then they do calculate the value of what each municipality gets or whatever, and then that's what our portion is. But the last couple of years, it's been pretty consistent with that amount or whatever there. So,
and there's no new grants or anything that you guys have sought out?
Nothing earth-shattering or whatever like that. Like, I mean, we're always open and whatever for announcements and for grants and stuff like that coming out and stuff like that there. So mm-hmm. anything that's, worthy to the for the municipality to apply for or something like that, we're open to that, and we apply for them as whatever there, but we don't have anything that's that's standing out for at this time, right now, anyway. So
okay. And as far as improvements going forward, are there any roads or specific projects that you guys are going to be investing money in here?
Like our big project in the last 2 years has been the Sand Bay Road, which is the stretch off of 303 down beside the Giant Tiger, heading down into Sand Bay or whatever. So the last 2 years they've rebuilt that road. So there's still some work. Eventually, that was a paved road at one time, but they had to strip it down and rebuild it from scratch or whatever there. So, the engineer and all that, their plans and thinking was to have that road settle for at least a year or so to see if it was going to have any issues with the new building of it and stuff like that, for heaving and all that. So eventually, we'll have a cost of doing that. But then just your general maintenance, you never know where a road's going to wash out, or you have issues with culverts and stuff like that. And then dealing with the MTQ, we're replacing some of the older wooden bridges and stuff like that. So they did one in our municipality last year, and I believe they're planning on doing one or two again this year or whatever. I think this year the one on the Town Line Road is scheduled to be redone or whatever. It's getting in poor condition with the top and all that stuff, So we're looking at having that. So that's a major cost or whatever there. So
And could you explain a little bit about the gas tax and exactly how that's distributed and what you guys typically put it towards?
I think that was the one on, let me just make sure I'm giving you, that was the actual line 426, that is the actual gas tax.
Okay.
That's our portion for our municipalities. I'm not sure how that's calculated out type thing or whatever. Like I said, it's been consistent over the last few years, and this year it was at 300,418 or whatever, so that, that'll go towards, like I said, that's usually towards maintenance and of our roads and our infrastructure and all that stuff, so depending on where it's most required, that's where it gets slotted to or whatever. So
I guess that just kind of more of the same, keeping on going on, working on the Sand Bay Road there and all just your typical road upkeep.
Yeah, all
nothing
roads.
Really standing out.
Yeah, like all our roads, like I mean, in the spring, when the springtime rolls around, you know, we do up a draft of all the roads or whatever, you know, we pick roads in all different sectors of the six different councillors and stuff like that, you know, and we prioritize those roads with regards to what's being done. So we take the, you know, you try to take the first one, two priorities in each district or whatever, you know, and maintain them. I mean, all roads are maintained with regards to, you know, just the regular maintenance. But then, you know, if they need more graveling or a new culvert installed or an additional culvert added or whatever, that's all done. And then that's where that money goes towards. But that's, like I said, that's just a general yearly maintenance of all our roads. We don't have any big hit new infrastructure for roads to be built. I mean, there's some new subdivisions being built just outside of Shawville, the LeMay subdivision. So the roads in there have been taken over by the municipality now, so that's added some extra maintenance for us to do or whatever, just for the upkeep of grading and calcium and all that stuff. We started with the snow removal and the plowing in there this winter. Well, we just got the ownership of the roads in December, so. But in the spring, we'll be doing the regular maintenance of the roads for the graveling and calcium as well. So,
and that's not a significant length, though, just sort of like a couple little cul-de-sacs there? Or?
Yeah, like you go in, like there's the main, it's called LeMay Estates or whatever, so you go in off of it, and then there's like a horseshoe there, it's called Claude or whatever. But anyways, there's like, I think there's 10 or 12 houses in there, and then there's another 8 to 10 to be built this year, so whatever, it's expanding. So, and then they're looking for, there's supposed to be another portion of the subdivision added to it with another 40 houses, so that'll add some new couple of new roads in there as well or whatever, because the builders are building the roads, but then when they're built up to standards and then they're taken over by the municipality for their maintenance and stuff like that, you know. So
that's good to hear that you got some growth. Are you seeing any numbers in your population there?
Yeah, like I mean, some of the people were local, so they just kind of moved from one area to the other, but there's some of the houses that are being built in there are people that came out of the city and decided to move back up into the country. So that's one area of our municipality that's seems to be growing not significantly, but I mean, it's compared to other areas or whatever. Like I said, there's probably 12 new houses in there already, and there's another 8 to be scheduled to be built this summer, and then there's another subdivision just in behind it that got approval for 10 there off the 8th line. That's they're going to be starting to sell their lots and building probably within the next 12 months as well. So it's going to help our tax base as well with the extra revenue coming in. So
oh, absolutely, doesn't hurt for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So it sounds pretty. Sounds like a pretty routine budget there, Ed. I'll give you the last word here. If you have anything you want to add or you want to say to your constituents there.
No, I just like I said, we balanced everything out, so we have a balanced budget, and we didn't have we didn't have any tax increases, nothing for garbage or nothing for the mill rate and stuff like that. So that was you tried to. Give as many breaks as you can to the ratepayers, and withholding our budget the way it is, we'd not cost them any tax increases and stuff like that. So moving forward, hopefully as we get more revenue coming in and stuff like that, it'll alleviate it a bit more, and we'll just, as more services are required and needed to be maintained, we'll be able to maintain and keep everybody happy.